I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number three already. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Craving barbecue ribs. It's Johnny B.
Craving ribs, huh?
Oh, yeah. I want some big bad beef ribs. I don't know why, but I'm craving them.
Well, I tell you what, that does sound good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I don't mind laying down a little cash for some beef ribs, especially when I can't make them myself.
I'd like to have me a little plate of burnt ends off of a brisket this morning.
Oh, yeah.
With a little fat mixed in with them. Oh,
just
boy.
Just a touch of barbecue sauce for me, and send me home with a slice of white bread, and I'll be happy.
Straight up, baby. That's
there
it.
There you go.
Now you're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you weren't supposed to start talking about food this early. We got another hour to go before we can get out of here and go get some.
Oh, come on, Mick. I just had to eat a granola bar. I'm just over here eating rabbit food.
Rabbit food, man. All right, Johnny B. Hey, let's go up to Richland Chambers now, and let's go see what's up with Mr. Royce Simmons. Royce, what's up, man?
The only thing better than those little beef tips or the fall off the bone ribs would be a big plate of fried catfish with some hush puppies and a purple onion.
Man, now you're talking purple onion. Oh, Lord.
We eat healthy, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Hey, you got one life to live. Live it right, baby.
You said it all.
We're all not getting out of here alive. That's a fact.
My old man used to say, you know, I came here to stay. Oh, me. Life plays some brutal tricks on you when you get older, don't it? Oh,
yes,
he
it
made
does.
He made it to 90 years old, so, you know, can't complain.
Hey, my old man missed his 90.
He was still fishing at 85.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's so good stuff.
How old did your old man make it to?
He made it to 1 month shy of 93. He died before his birthday,
really?
A month before, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Oh, man. Well, good times to remember. But you know what, Mickey? I have got a tremendous number of senior citizens, and nowadays I'm calling seniors in their 80s. I used to call them in their 70s, but you know how that goes. But
yeah.
I got a lot of them that, you know, our biggest issue is getting in and out of the boat with old knees and, you know,
right.
You know, this, that, and the other. But, you know, it doesn't stop some of these guys and gals that, you know, loved the outdoors when they were younger and still do now. And you just have a different perspective on a fishing trip when you're 85 years old.
It's just good to be there.
It's the sunrise. It's just enjoying the wildlife, seeing the deer, or the eagles. We see an eagle occasionally, you know, a lot of osprey and a lot of waterfowl this time of the year. So, you know, it's all good. We come by the management area yesterday real early with carpool, usually on days when we're both working, Adam and I, and there must have been 50 cars stacked up in the management area, and I'm
teal hunters.
I told Adam, that's the only thing it could be, because they would
be
out
there. Yeah, teal season opened yesterday morning, man. That's some sick individuals.
Was there a lot of birds?
I'm one of them. Oh, yeah, everybody smoked them. I mean,
Front should have brought birds down, shouldn't it?
Yes, and, you know, they've been kind of piling in here for the last couple of weeks, and we kind of knew it was going to be a good opener, but I had no idea as vast, a wide area as everybody killed birds in yesterday. It's crazy, man.
Well, people just don't hunt Chambers Lake like they used to, Richland Chambers, because they've got that big grasslands waterfowl area.
Uh-huh.
That the duck hunters, the management area, the Trinity River Authority did to pump water out of that Trinity, but they flood the grasslands and then put it into the lake. Mm-hmm. And the byproduct of that is apparently some of the most awesome duck hunting, but I think they have to treat it like they do deer hunting and do either draw hunts or manage it, because, I mean, there was 50 cars out there at 4:30 in the morning, you know, waiting to get in. So I don't know. I didn't
hey,
really
it's
hear
Texas,
shooting,
brother. Hey, we take our hunting seriously in this state.
Yeah, I tell you what, and rightfully so. It's just such a vast, you can do anything you want to do hunting-wise, you know. Just birds, deer, hogs, whatever. So, speaking of fishing, we got more water coming your way. We still got spillway gates open from that rainfall a month ago.
Well, I'm starting to get it down here.
Yeah, we had, I think at the most, one day about a week or so ago, we had 6 gates open. And when we left the lake yesterday, we still had 4 gates. And I'm letting loose a minimal amount because the lake's only about 6 inches high. It's not, you know, flood-like type stuff. But there's just so much water up above us that, and they got some more last week, well, middle of the week, with a couple of more inches of rain. So I'm imagining Livingston and then your Bay Area is getting kind of inundated.
Well, we're getting a little bit. It's not a whole lot. I don't know. I think our gates are Livingston's putting 15,000-16,000 out coming towards us. It'll freshen up the bag, but it ain't gonna hurt nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, we did change our approach to fishing in the last 2 weeks. All that fresh water, I don't know, it's part of just the time of the year too. Usually September we go through a little doldrum with the white bass and they get tougher to catch, but not like they were when all this rain and the gates open and stuff. But the last week, I fished every day except for one, and all we did was catfish and put a box of blues and channels together. They just a lot of smaller fish right now, but as it cools down even more, and our water temp, it dipped into the high 70s, right around 80 yesterday, I think, when we left. But
mm-hmm.
we fished both boats yesterday, went up the creeks, and got the catfish bait and catfish rods out and put a box of catfish together for both boats, and just basically doing whatever to catch fish. And right now the whites and the hybrids kind of went on strike for us, and it's too easy on this lake with catfish. So we started a little bit early this year compared to normal, but as it gets cooler, it just gets better with both quality and quantity on the blues and the channels. So right now it's just a lot of action and then a box of fish for the fish fry too. Ain't bad.
No, not at all. Man, that sounds
nobody
good.
On
fried
our lake
fish.
Much just, nobody on our lake much yesterday for a Saturday, but I guess, again, some of them were on the water hunting birds or doing other things, getting ready for deer season. You see people hauling ATVs and deer blinds all around now on the back roads when you go in and coming. So
yeah, you know, in archery season, you know, bow season's right around the corner, too. I think October 3rd for that, so a lot of guys are getting ready for that, and, man, a lot going on right now.
We usually, about this time of year, start getting a little bit of that, that deer fever, too, to get ready. But we've been fortunate. Most September's a normal September. School starts. Again, hunting kicks in gear with your dove and your teal and football and all that. And it's just the opposite this year with that virus stuff. But it's still got a lot of people wanting to get on the lake on weekdays, and so we're booked on our weekends, but our weekdays we still got a few of them, but it's busier than normal, so I'm not complaining, you know.
Not at all.
It's been,
you know,
pleasant.
This COVID deal is it's put a lot of people into the outdoors, because I mean, look at, you know, face it, it's a lot you got a lot less chance of catching anything like that when you're out breathing God's sweet air instead of a clustered up building, you know, with everybody in it. So
you're close to the industry. You're a lot closer than I am with your advertisers and stuff, but I have had several folks that either work for, look for, or whatever, a boat, And they're telling me manufacturers aren't keeping up with demand. And
no.
I noticed that on a couple of repair places I go by, that
yeah.
their boatyard for new boats, it's empty. I mean, they
yeah.
may have a couple of pontoons out there, but they sold everything they had in the spring and the summer, and now they can't get it replaced. Have you heard that?
Same thing down here on the coast. There's a shortage of boats.
Isn't
the market has been overwhelmed, and I think a lot of their labor, too, has been shut down due to the COVID. And
yeah.
Well, and the pay they were getting, the stimulus and everything else, it was more money than they would make on that job, period. So,
yeah. Combination
boats,
of several things, but they can't replenish their inventory. And I don't know, a lot of folks I got introduced to and upgraded and everything else, you know, boats and motors and stuff. So that's good. That's good.
Well,
the
used
industry.
Boat market is hot, just like the used truck market right now. I mean,
yep.
used cars,
yep.
used trucks, and used boats. Getting pretty yep. pennies for them now. Demand.
Yeah. Yeah, keep that economy going in the direction it's going. We're going to be okay after all this.
We're
going to
be
done.
Just fine, man. Get the panic yeah. over with. After the election, everything will go just fine. We're all going to live.
Know,
it's all going to be okay.
My grandkids of school age are in school, and they're going through a few little rough bumps, but we knew that was going to be the case. But the earth has not come to an end. We're going to survive.
No, it's still going to keep turning.
I tell you what, I'm going to turn it back over to you. I know Sunday's your regular listener.
Sick
call
old
in,
Sundays. I don't have any
time.
On the screen yet, but they ought to be waking up. Oh, yeah, we got a few of the regulars already on the screen, so here they come.
I've been doing the Sunday call-in just because I'm at the lakes early on the other mornings. And
right.
Inevitably, every week I have two or three text messages after I call saying, hey, I heard you go with Mickey. Are the catfish really doing that or whatever?
That's good.
But they're listening. They're just not calling you.
Yes, they are. They're lurking. They're out there, buddy. All right, Roy,
yeah.
somebody wants to come up and fish with you and Adam, give them a number, man.
903-389-4117, gonefishing.biz, and hey, man, have a good week.
We're going to do it.
See
we
later.
Always will. You do the same, Roy. It's always a pleasure talking to you, buddy.
Appreciate the time.
All right, man. See you. All right. Roy Simmons, Richland Chambers, really good guy, man. Nice fella. All right, it is 6:13 here at Sports Radio 610. We're going to take a quick break, and we shall return right after these messages. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 619 in the Bayou City. It is Open Line Fun Sunday. Sickos, you want to call in, feel free. We got phone lines available, 713-572-4610. All right, up bright and early this morning. Let's go to Guitar Dave. Let's get started off with him. Dave, what's up?
Yeah, Mick. Good morning. Can you
Good
hear
morning.
Me? Hey, yeah. Hey, I hadn't got my fishing license yet, hunting license yet. My question is, hey, do you think there will be a lot more people on the that will be getting the National Forest permits to hunt in the National Forest this year just because of everything that's going on?
Man, that's a good question. I don't know, bud. I would think, it'd probably be full. There may not be any left.
Well, and, you know, they give you a map and everything. And the reason why I was asking that is if there's anybody listening that's going to go do it, you know me. I got lost out there that one time, and luckily I had a cell phone. And, you know, I know Kelly from Conroe, he does the west side of New Waverly over there towards, 45 on the west side of 45. And then we're over there going east more towards Cold Springs because our farm is right in the middle of the horseshoe right around the National Forest in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that I told people when I went out there that day where I was, what road I was, and what gate I was at. And then I was following the tags down there all the way down. I was just hog hunting and then walked back, you know, and then it started getting dark. And next thing you know, I got discombobulated. And thank goodness I was able to get a cell signal. And they knew where I was at, so they just come and started honking at the road. And then I walked out. you know. So I hope everybody will heed my warning. Go out and practice before you get out there.
And, compass. You know, carry a compass in your pocket.
That too. I forgot to bring mine. And then I don't even know. I at that time we just had the phones. You know, it was just the phone. You didn't have a GPS on or nothing like that. But also the other thing is, like on the other, compass. Yeah, I should have. If I would have known that, then I could have known that I would have been going back west. And then
because what happens when that west. Lot 90% of the time you end up walking in a circle.
Well, yes, sir. And then the other thing is when. You know, and I guarantee if somebody's never said they got lost somewhere, when that first panic comes in, then you're like, you know, there's a little bit of panic there. You're like, hey, wait a minute. Now, I knew I was coming back down this trail, but here I go. Well, I mean, but thank goodness that, the compass and that kind of stuff and letting people and time, what time, you know, like, hey, I'm leaving and I'll be back. If you don't hear by this time, you know, check on me, and then we'll go from there. But that's about what I got to say. Man, I got a big wow. It looks like I got a good job out here, so I'm going to turn y'all on loudspeaker out here and walk around and clean up America one scoop at a time, Captain Mick.
All right, Dave. Hang in there. We'll talk to you, buddy. Have a good Sunday. See you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Okay, let's go to Sean next. Sean, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Hey, Mickey, how you doing, man?
I'm good. What's up with you?
Oh, it's up here in Fort Worth. Not sweating as much in this warehouse now. It's cooled off a lot.
Fort Worth on my mind.
Okay. What's that hurricane? Is it playing with Sally turning into a hurricane yet or what?
Not yet. Still a tropical storm, but they mentioned that this morning, the last update with the Hurricane Center, that it possibly could reach Cat 1. You know, right. Slim possibility of two, but it looks like that Venice area below New Orleans may, that's a projection right now. You know, it's early
though.
Yet. They don't know yet. They got an idea.
Those weather people get a 90% wrong on their job half the time, but they still get that 100% paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a rain event we had up in Fort Worth, and when that cold front came through, it rained here for 2 days. And I think we got like 4 or 5 inches in 2 days.
Yeah, y'all got quite a bit of rain up there. I was watching that. I'm always watching that area up there because I always, you know, it always ends up in my backyard.
Yeah, it fills up the Trinity River and then comes right
mm-hmm.
behind you. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been doing much fishing. I've been doing honeydews around the house, but I'm going to try to get out next week. I'm off Monday and Tuesday and try to do something.
Right.
I'm trying to get down the coast next month, so. Go down there to Surfside or Galveston area around there, Freeport.
Well.
Have you had any reports of redfish or anything stacking up yet? Or?
Oh, redfish is wide open right now, you know, at all your passes and inlets and everything like that. It's redfish season.
Oh,
August,
yeah.
September, always two best months of the year in my books, you know, for big herds of reds, lots of them.
Exactly. All righty, man. I'm gonna get people waiting. That's one of the
highlights. All right, Sean. All right, good to hear from you, man. Keep them right up there in the DFW area. See you, buddy.
I'll try to keep the rain away from you, yeah, man.
Please do. Stick a stopper in it. All right, man.
All right, man.
All right, next up, let's go to Vernon. Vernon, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Hey, that's it. How's it going, brother?
I can't complain. How about you?
Oh, hey, me too. I'm just living the dream, brother. Yeah, I don't know if it's a nightmare or what the hell. But, did you ever look at that pond and see if it looks like Snoopy? My grandson wants to know.
Look at what?
Well, you know, the bay there. If you look at it off the internet, it looks like Snoopy. You know, looking for the Red Baron type of deal. My grandson's driving me crazy about that. But I don't know if you ever look. Every time I see it on the news, you know, they show the bay there, you know, Smith Point, and it zooms out.
Yeah.
Anyway, looks like Snoopy to my grandson.
Oh, it does? Oh, the configuration you're talking about?
Yeah, the whole bay there looks, you know, kind of cool. Anyway, for him to see that, I thought it was neat. But the reason I called this morning was say hello and everything. But, you know, me and my mother, she loves to eat the San Ysidro Monument Inn. Haven't been there in about 4 years, I guess, for her last birthday. But we had went shrimp, had fish, and just had a great old time, the whole family. And
we're at the Monument Inn?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Oh, I love it. Like I said, my mother loves to go there for her birthday, so we all get together, whole family, big bunch of family. And then anyway, when I was leaving, I come out of the driveway, and, you know, you make a right, and that ferry, Lynchburg Ferry is right there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And on the right side is a big red sign, don't eat the fish.
Well, yeah, that I mean, all that upstream area up there, that's, I mean, and it's not only one species of fish. They talk about all crabs. And every species of fish do not eat. It used to be just speckled trout and catfish, but now it's all fish, all species, and people still go up there and catch fish and keep them and eat them. I don't understand it.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm saying to you. So the fish up there, they don't come to the bay. I mean, no, the jetties or because then the crabs, because I catch crabs off my back porch right there, you know, where I'm at in Rollover, I mean Bolivar, but
so well, some of the stuff, you know, migrates up and down that ship channel.
Okay.
You know, but for the most part, a lot of those fish, you know, they're born and raised there, and it's a natural estuary up there. That's why they don't allow shrimping above 146 or crabbing. You know, commercial shrimping or crabbing, you can't do it above the bridge above 146. Yeah. But all those upper bays, I mean, every boat ramp, every dock, even at, you know, the park over there off Bayway, all the signs along the shoreline tell you no fish consumption. Do not eat them. People do anyway.
Yeah, well, I know. And I don't know if you can look at a fish to see if it's sick or not. I don't think so.
No, you can't tell. I mean, a lot of it comes from the, you know, the chemicals they get in them and the bad stuff from eating the bait fish that grows up there, and it just, you know, it transpires down the line.
Absolutely. But you think the crabs over at Bolivar would be okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, if they weren't, TPNW would have warnings up down there, too.
Okay. Well, good. I got a big porch. I'm going to put it on my back porch. I'll be happy. Okay, I know you.
Boy, that sounds good, a big old pot of boiled crabs.
Oh, that's what I had last weekend, brother. I caught a record crop of them rascals. I was catching, I had three traps out, and it was every 3 hours I was pulling in a couple of good ones. But
good.
All right, well, tell everybody, hey, and you sound good, brother. I'll try you next week. Have a good one.
All right, Vernon, have a good one. Good talking to you.
Okay,
all right,
brother.
Be safe. All right. Okay. Well, we're caught up. Anybody wants to call in, we got one more segment left in the Outdoor Show. We'd love to hear from you. That number is 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. You playing that for anybody special, Johnny?
No.
Hallelujah,
bum
again. Oh, goodness.
Give us a hand out to revive
us again. Oh, somebody's calling me. Unbelievable. It must not be anybody I know. They know me. I'm working. Can't answer the phone. But we can take phone calls, and we got a board full all of a sudden for this last segment. Let's get to it. First up, let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Terry. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, I'm a newbie down here, but I'm down here in Galveston right now because a buddy of mine told me to come down. It's a great day to go fishing. And of course, he was down in Matagorda yesterday where it was real flat.
Yeah.
If the winds coming up the way they are, where you suggest going? I mean, I've got shrimp. I'm ready to go, but I don't know.
Boy, you got a north wind right up the snaz this morning, or northeast.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Pretty stiff. It looks like everywhere I'm looking, it's 15 to 20 just about all over the place.
Yes, sir.
Man, there's not a lot of hiding areas. Do you have a boat?
No, I do used to. I don't do boats anymore. weapons don't. And I'm on foot or I can wade, but I just don't see wading being profitable right now. I just don't know.
I'm trying to think of somewhere public accessible that you can get out of a northeast wind like that on the Galveston side.
Somebody said seawall.
Well, yeah, on the Galveston Channel itself, but northeast blows right into Seawolf, you know, to Pelican Island and all that across the ship channel, straight into it. You could probably fish, you know, in the Galveston Channel where the old submarine used to be and all that on that shoreline.
But
oh, goodness.
Well, fish are going to eat, though, aren't they? They're still going to bite.
Oh, they'll still bite if you can get good water and find out where they're at. Yeah, that's the main thing of catching fish. You got to be where they're at.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
but I trust your professionalism. That's why I was going to call.
Well,
but I won't hold you to it.
No, don't hold me to a northeast at 20 this morning. Me, I have the luxury I can run a boat down a shoreline and find me a protected area with some bait in it and everything, and it's makes it a lot easier.
Right.
But being, you know, you're fishing from the shore, it makes it a lot more difficult.
Right. Well,
I know it'll be calm on the west side of the South Jetty and the surf there next to the jetty. You know, that northeast wind blows from the channel side, and it'll be calm on the gulf side of the South Jetty. I don't know what the water will look like, but there's one for you. You there?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
But yes, sir. No, I appreciate it. I do. I'll just.
All right. Well, you be safe out there, and good luck to you. Wish you the best.
Thank you kindly, sir. Love your show, though.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Okay, next up, let's go to Mike. Mike, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Well, I was going to just bring you back a few years, Mickey. When I was a kid, I used to run that old boat ramp down there at Crowley's,
mm-hmm.
the boat lift.
Right.
You know, me and old James and Robert used to throw them daggum straps on them boats, pick them up, set them boats in the water, and then they'd be lined up all the way out to the highway. You know what I mean?
All the way down the darn highway, man. It was, I remember it was a feat just, well, I lived next door there at Harbor Camp for all those years, and I would, I'd get up extra early, pull my boat and truck over there and just set it in line and go back home and drink coffee and wait till it was time when Vera opened the gate up and let us through. You remember those days?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Vera. That's my aunt. Ain't Vera. Uncle Jerry.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, she was sweet. Her and Jerry, man, I used to love those people. They were really good people.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. They were really good. I'd work at old down there at the camp, and they had them old big billfolds Uncle Jerry gave us. It had a chain on it. It hooked to your belt loop,
mm-hmm.
and they'd just fold over and snap. And those things, I tell you what, I'd fill them up two or three times a day. Have to go empty them because you couldn't even snap them no more. You know, man, those were the days, man. Fisher's Reef, Yellow Separator, all them, man, they used to catch them fish out there, boy.
Boy, remember the big croaker run on Fishers in September and early October? Jesus, man, did they catch some big croakers on Fishers.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention
my
huge trout,
had,
too.
Oh, man, I've seen some good trout come in there. And, you know, my dad, he used to take them croakers and, boy, he'd fry them some guns whole and you eat tail and all, you know, bones and all. I don't think it'd be up to that nowadays, but boy, he'd eat the whole thing, you know.
Oh yeah, that's why they did it back then.
My dad-in-law, and I don't know how true it is, you've been out there your whole life, so you might know, he said that his daddy owned Crowley's fishing camp before Crowley's bought it, and his name was Smith. And he said Fisher's Reef came all the way into the shoreline. And when they had it, people would come down there and just walk out Fisher's Reef all the way out.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it used to be, you know, Fisher's originally back in the day was a barrier reef that ran from our shoreline on the west side of Trinity all the way across to the east side, and it ended up right there by Hodges Reef. And it was a barrier reef, but back when all the dredging of oyster and all that for, like, Houston Shell and concrete and all that back then, they say all the aggregate on 59 was made from Fisher's Reef. You know, they used to use that oyster shell aggregate in their concrete. And I know the Karankwa Indians used it to cross the bay a lot of times on low tide. But when I was a kid, it came in and then it ailed and it went back to the north and it ran all the way down that west shoreline to Cedar Gully. And down by Cedar Gully, there used to be a shell island that stuck out of the water, and we'd wade fish all that when I was a little bitty kid.
Okay.
But it's all subsided and been oyster dredged down to nothing now, you know.
Right. Well, I guess you heard old James passed away, huh?
Yeah, I talked to Robert the other day. I was mowing, and he came by the house and turned around, and we sat on the side of the road there talking for about 20 minutes.
Yeah,
I hated to hear that. That's terrible.
Yeah. Boy, that thumb gun there, man. I'm telling you, old James was something back in the day. You hear me?
Woo. Oh, yeah. He was. He was something else.
Hey, me and him, I used to help him fish a little bit. And he'd get the old raggediest boats he could get. And he'd tell me, hey, Mike, get back here with a bucket and then bail it out. Man, and I'd be bailing that water as we were going fishing, you know? yeah, them were the days, man. I just wanted to say hey, and I enjoy your show. I get up early every Saturday and Sunday just to listen to it, and just wanted to bring you back a few years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Hey, that I like those memories. Old school, man. Trinity Bay had so many trout in it back then, you could walk on them.
Oh, man, it did. Oh, I mean, beautiful trout. Beautiful big trout. I mean, that was the place to be. I go out there now, and it has changed up so much. I don't know whether to turn right or left when I get in there without hitting something, you know?
Yeah, it's there's not. Yeah, there's not much to hit anymore. It's everything's subsided. They've deepened and widened that ship channel so much that the erosion is just terrible, and it's all changed, man. Places that we used to could wade, you can't wade anymore. It's too deep.
Yeah.
Well, good to hear from you, Mike.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say good morning, and we'll holler at you soon.
Hey, you bet. Thank you. Appreciate it. You have a good day. All right, buddy. See ya. All right, let's go to Rick next. Rick, you're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Mickey.
What's up?
I got a comment, and then I got a question. I watched the Hurricane Laura hit Lake Charles, and it seemed like there was a lot of coverage when it was coming in, and they could get all action shots. But then once it was over, it kind of went away. I went over there Tuesday a week ago, and just downtown Lake Charles, West Lake, was where I was at. I was delivering some stuff for some people. Forget hurricane, forget tornado, think nuclear bomb.
That's what I hear.
It was horrible. Undescribable.
Well, if it looks bad on television, you know, Rick, if it looks bad on TV, you can multiply that times 20, and that's what it's really like.
I saw things over there. I just absolutely was jaw-dropping. I could not believe what wind, I guess, sustained that long could do. I mean, it was just annihilating.
It's pitiful. It is absolutely pitiful. I know a guy that took a whole trailer load of water and supplies and everything over there to give away, and he said he cried the whole way home. He couldn't keep the tears out of his eyes. He said it just blew his mind.
It's sad. You know, most of Lake Charles still doesn't have power.
Oh, and they won't for a while. I mean, they lost their whole grid, and our linemen, they're the real heroes, man. Those guys are working around the clock. They don't get enough props for what they do. And
it was a logistics nightmare because there were literally, I'm going to say, thousands of light company trucks from all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
The problem was there was nowhere to park. because every parking lot was just covered with something. And they were just, you know, kind of getting started, just companies in there pushing. And, I mean, they were having it parked in the roads.
It's pitiful.
They couldn't. There was nowhere to sleep. They're sleeping in their trucks.
Well, and I saw some photos of the Walmart parking lot over there where people were sleeping on sleeping bags on just out on the ground.
Yeah, I saw that.
They were homeless. They lost everything they had.
I saw a truck stop that a couple of things. I saw a truck stop. I think it was a Love's or a Pilot that was literally blown away, including the pumps. And when you go through town, the wind didn't blow over the power poles. They broke off at the ground.
Oh, yeah, they snap like twigs.
There was, you know, cell towers. You didn't have cell service hardly any. They were just wadded up like an old tumbleweed, and they just rode till they finally hit something, couldn't go no further. And these big transmission electrical power lines, they're all down everywhere. It was just mind-blowing. But anyway.
That's what Florida looked like last year. Remember that one that hit up by the panhandle of Florida and just totally wiped that place off the map? Same thing. Crazy, man.
Well, the one blessing out of the law, there was no surge of water. None. And I'm sitting here looking at this Hurricane Sally this morning, and it's got a bullseye of Grand Isle.
Oh, yeah.
And they're talking 10 or 12-foot storm surge.
Well, because it's moving slower. That's the only thing with Laura. It was moving so fast it didn't have time to build that water up like it normally would. And plus, it went in just east enough that it didn't carry that water right up the channel there through Calcasieu Pass to Lake Charles. That was the savior.
Well, I heard this morning when I left that this Hurricane Sally was moving about 13 miles an hour.
Yeah, but it's supposed to really slow down when it gets over there by Grand Isle and Venice is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I got a couple of more callers. Okay, real quick.
What did they fill in rollover bass with?
Sand.
What keeps lots that of sand it from washing out?
Well, it doesn't. You know, I'm sure that they did some under sand bulkheading and concreting and everything else with the sand over it. But, you know, you get a major storm, it'll – that's a naturally low area in the way the currents run through there, and it'll wash out again. You pull something like Laura, it'll take it out.
Hey, thank you, Mickey. Have a good day.
All right, see you now. Take care. All right, that's one Rick gone, and got another Rick to get. Rick, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Mickey. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, listen, I got two silly questions. One silly, and I haven't driven a boat in like 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have alternators on boats now for the battery?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because back when I was running, you had to recharge them every day.
No, they got some hot alternators like that Honda I run's got a big high output alternator, and it'll make a battery red hot real quick.
Oh, okay. And the next question is Guy Matthews, did he rebuild down there?
Oh yeah, after Ike.
Ike, yeah.
Oh yeah, him and Blaine live right next door to each other. They rebuilt both places. They're real nice.
Okay, well I worked for him about 20-25 years ago.
Yeah.
I'd heard that he got blown away, and I didn't know if he'd rebuild or not.
Yeah, they've got a real nice place there on the bay. Him and Blaine, you know, their properties adjoin, and they're right next door to each other. It's real nice.
All right. Well, I enjoy your show, and I listen to you every day that you're on, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. All right, next up, last caller of the day. Let's get to him. Let's go to Richard. Richard, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. Oh, wait a minute. We got more, but we'll try to get him. Richard?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was fishing in Galveston.
Sir?
I was fishing in Galveston.
How's fishing in Galveston?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can barely hear you. It's good. Red fishing's off the chart right now. Red fishing is real good, especially the jetties and San Luis Pass area, and that's the big bonus right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to go out there today.
Well, good luck to you. You got a pretty stiff northeast breeze this morning, so, but the northeast will always lay down a little bit. Probably afternoon fishing will be better. That's when your best tide is anyway.
I like you, too.
Okay. Thank you. All right, have a good day. All right, last but not least, let's go to Cody. Cody, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. He dropped.
Yeah.
I guess he thought I wasn't going to be able to get him in. Well, we're out of time anyway. Oh, well. No, it's a pretty stiff northeast breeze. Let me give you an update real quick. But, you know, northeast will always lay down a little bit towards the afternoon, usually 1, 2 o'clock. But it's not, it has come down a little bit. It's still sustained at 15 at the North Jetty. Galveston Railroad Bridge there is 16, 14 at Eagle Point, 18 offshore. I'm sure the gusts are a little bit higher than that, but we'll let it all come down. Well, Johnny B., you got any fishing plans for the week?
You know, with a little bit of time off, I'll probably I might go pot around somewhere. Who knows?
I bet you will.
I'll show up in your neighborhood.
Be out there lurking somewhere.
Oh, I'll lurk around here and there. Who knows? Yeah,
got to do some lurking, man. Got to lurk.
Hey, man, that's how you learn. That's how you learn, man.
Well,
I mean, that's how I've learned more about the lake that's right across from my own house, and learned about the lake that's near one of the local high schools. I like to go there because the water clarity is 10 times better. Oh, my gosh.
It's just something about, if you're going to fish, you might as well fish in some clean water.
Oh, yeah.
I like it better, too.
Any kind of greenish water that we have, I'm like, all right, I am going there.
Wet a line in it. Got to make a cast.
Got to go for it.
Yeah, we'll get caught up around here. I'll get you back out, get you back down to T-Bay, and we'll go fishing again.
Oh, we'll have a big old
Sean. Sean goes, when are we going to take Johnny B. again? I said, not too far in the distant future.
I'll be popping slicks left and right.
That's it. The old Slickmeister.
Slickmeisters are us. There we go, baby.
All right, buddy. Well, Johnny B., appreciate all the good work you do in there, and we're going to give it to him.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to take it to another level, and enjoy your time off. I'll see you next week. And, folks, take care. Appreciate you tuning in to the Outdoor Show right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.